Ags is tracking about 1,000 high.
Match. Be good, dear. 6 minutes, we should be at 32,000.
And quite see back on profile, but almost.
Ryan, you go at 6.
45%. Right on.
Roger.
Right on.
Miles to go. Passing through 33,000 feet.
Yeah, 630 should be at 30,000. Mark it, 32,000, 630. Okay, looking good, John. Turn angle's getting down there.
Bottle
down,
7.23.
Understand, 7.23.
Roger. 7 minutes, mark it. 7 minutes, let's go. 104 down, 28,000. Still about 1,000 high, it looks like.
Oh, it's starting to look pretty good.
Yeah. 223, setting up ready, the ag's ready at 14K. Then I go a 360 and then turn the camera on. Breaker is in.
Bottle down.
On time.
I want it.
16 miles to go.
Jim?
Loud and clear.
Okay. You were clipping a little bit, John. Okay. Coming up on 8 minutes.
Ryan, you go at 8.
I can see the landing site from here, Charlie.
Amazing. Okay, go at 8. John's got a visual.
We copy.
130, we're right on, John. Right back on profile. How does it look to you?
Right in there.
Okay, saying about update the ags. Had a little roll steering here.
Monitor descent 1.
Monitor descent 1.
Hey Jim, we got about the 3-degree roll command in.
Roger.
Okay, enter. 360 minus 0172. Zero enter, 367 is coming up, and I'm starting the clock, camera.
Go at 9.
Okay, we're out of 12,000, John. Go at 9, coming down at 182, a little steep. Okay, well, we're going to be right on, or just about right on, maybe 10 feet, 10,000 feet. Stand by. 64 at 8,200. Pro.
Pitch over.
Huh? And here it is, Gators, Lone Star. Right
call, on. Call me the same, Charlie.
Okay, 40 degrees, 38 degrees.
Right.
Helmet on dot, north ray.
Okay.
Looks like we're going to be able to make it, John. There's not too many blocks up there.
Ryan, you go
okay,
for landing.
Okay, 4,000 feet.
Go for landing.
42 LPD.
42.
Okay, 3,900 feet.
Okay, 2 to the south, Charlie.
Okay. It's in.
Okay,
42, 41 LPD, 3,000 feet on profile.
Okay, there's, we're coming right down, gonna be a little past,
Okay, 41 LPD.
Okay.
2,000 feet, 60 on profile.
Okay.
Okay, 42 LPD, couple of more in, 1,400 feet, 44, down, looking good.
Yeah, out of 1,000 feet.
Right
on profile. 54 LPD, dropping out the bottom now. 800 feet, 30 down.
Hey, Houston, we're going to be just a little long.
Roger.
But we're just now beam double spot.
Copy.
Hey, 23, 22 down at 500 feet.
Okay.
Some big blocks over here to the left, John. Okay, 300 feet, 15 down.
Okay.
Okay. Take over, Charlie.
Okay.
Okay, fuel is good, 10%. That comes to Shatta. Okay, 200 feet, 11 down. Give me a couple of clicks up. Okay, 5 down at 130 feet. 2 forward.
Okay.
Omaha, Britton, okay, looking good. Perfect place over here, John. A couple of big boulders. Not too bad. Okay, 80 feet. Down at 3, looking super. There's dust. Okay, down at 3, 50 feet. Down at 4, give me one click up. You're backing up slightly. Okay, 2 down, stand by for contact. I'm gonna let her down, you level off. Let her on down. Okay, 76%, plenty fast. Contact, stop. Command override. Okay, 413.
Then, check the app.
Man, we don't have to walk far to pick up blocks.
You're in front of them.
Open, close, open, close.
Oh, Orion is finally here, Houston. Fantastic.
And, I can look right out to the left and see.
Go aft on the Orion.
See double spots, and we're about, okay, you got it. Okay, we're forward to the north, forward and to the north of double spot. I would guess about 200 meters to the north and maybe 150 meters to the west. It's not flatland, though, Houston.
Roger, I copy 200 meters north of double spot and about 150 meters west.
Yeah, and I could see all the way to the ground, just like flying the LTV. Piece of cake.
Good. Asset pressures look good.
Okay, asset helium monitor cycle, I did. O2. Asset. Fantastic. Percy Precision is planted one on the planes of Descartes.
Well,
camera stops.
I better go easy on this landing radar Zerger breaker, huh?
Yeah, don't. Okay, that's the white one. Okay, camera's off.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it sure ain't flat, John. Wow, there's that ridge to the north.
Yep, sure is.
All we gotta do is jump out the hatch and we got plenty of rocks.
Houston, boy, it sure looks like you can make, I see ground crater from here. I can see ray crater from here. Not a boy.
Almost had apoplexy, that program alarm, and that's your radar breaker.
Charlie's about, Charlie's got nothing but a ridge to look at.
Well, that sounds beautiful, John. Wish I were there.
There's a ridge out in front of us too, John.
Yeah, there's a ridge in front of us, one to the side of us. And my guess is that we're in a subdued old crater that's got a lot more craters.
Ready, we copy.
What a neat place.
Okay, Jim, this ridge in front of us does look like a subdued crater, and it maybe is a raised rim about 50 meters in front of us, about 4 or 5 meters tall. But about 30 or 40% of the surface is covered with boulders that are maybe a half a meter in size on out in front of us and to the right. Where we landed, there were...
Hey, man, Charlie, we got to stay, Houston?
Stand by. Everything's looking okay up to this point, John. We'll give you a final word here shortly.
Okay, we were coming down pretty good until I hit the stop button, and then it fell out. So the engine stopped.
I know exactly what you mean.
It's really nice to have your shot out there. That's a good help. It's a good altitude to gouge.
John, that was super. Exit update. Got in. Battery's all looking good. EPS is looking good. Ascent quantities are looking.
The way these slots are laid in here out my window, I guess they come from South Ray. There's some biggies out there. We've got right out in front of us about 100 meters at my 1030 position. I've got one that must be 3 meters across.
Orion, you're stay for T1.
Understand. Okay, stay for T1, T68, John, and I'll get the ags going. 414 plus 2 is in, 400 to 4.
Hey, Jim, that's off in a case of beer to Fido. I'll tell you, that targeting was just beautiful. Boy, you guys just started us right in there. That was superb.
Very good.
Where it says we are, I believe it.
Hey, Jim, our 943s are minus 896.
We have them, Charlie.
15.52. The engine stop reset. The engine stop reset. Okay, Pro.
Pro.
Call P12. One in there, Chip. Okay, take time for T2 is 104. Plus 4-2, plus 16-6-4. Pro? Those numbers are good.
Those numbers are good?
Yep. Any. Ping mode control, now 33 you got. 6 minutes, we're counting down.
Boy, this is really a nice place. You like 1-6G, Charlie.
My restraint harness has got me anchored.
Oh, that's what the trouble is.
Get the ags is set, 410. Standing by. Son, that was a soup. About level, we're not going to have a bit of trouble getting it.
No, it's going to be neat. But it sure is not, it's not smooth, it's not that FS smooth.
Say again, John.
Say it's not that FS smooth, we're in the middle of a block deal.
Right.
There's a crown crater up there.
But they're little blocks. We may have squished a few.
And, Jim, we got Crown Crater out John's left window about 9 o'clock.
Roger.
And just looking at it from here, I don't think the rover's going to have any trouble going up that hill.
Glad to hear that.
Could be wrong. Slopes tend to fool you.
It looked good going north right, too. There was some big blocks on the rim, but not, the track just looked good.
Looked good, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
camera range. Turn on the water for a second, Charlie.
Okay, that's a good idea. That shadow's not as long as I thought it was going to be. It's like we're right on top of the ground.
Yeah, we dropped very far. Yeah, we got a lot of rocks, that's for sure.
How's it looking, Jim?
Still looking good. We're just standing by here.
I wish I could tell you what kind of rocks those are, Houston, but some of them are very white. And doggone if I can see. I'm not close enough to them, but... I see one white one with some black. Can't tell whether that's dirt or not on it. But it could be a white breccia. Believe such a thing.
We copy.
Every one of them are angular, too, John. Yeah, they're all angular. They're out of South Ray, I believe. There's a right over there. Without any dust on it at all. At about 50 minutes. Out of those three little craters. Thanks. In fact, Houston, when I told you that I thought this terrain might be very spectacular. Boy, I was just kidding. It really is something looking at that mountain. That is a big mountain, Charlie.
Yeah, we're within 2 minutes, John. Let's...
I agree with you. It is really... That's about to say that big, bright specimen.
Ryan, your stay for T2.
Bye. Thank you. Stay for T2. Okay, let's go to Poo and then ICS TTT.
Okay, Charlie, when you get the surface checklist, I have some changes that we want to take care of.
Stand by. There probably are a few, aren't there?
Yeah, there are a few, and we'll have a few more in order to conserve power to give you maximum stay time.
Outstanding. That 160 is a lot nicer when you take the restraint harness off. Houston, are we go for dips, Vince?
That's affirmative. Go ahead.
Okay, Houston, master arms on, two lights.
Roger.
Descent vents.
Descent bent spar.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control. Unofficial touchdown time, 104:29:36, ground elapsed time.
Okay, go ahead.
Close descent reg 1.
Descent reg 1, close.
Charlie, did you say you were ready to copy the changes?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, on 1-2, in the right column there, about halfway down, the S-band pitching yaw set, you can scratch that, and the business about peak. In other words, we're going to stay with the Omni. Over.
Okay, I copy.
Okay, the next change is on 1-3, down at the bottom of the page in the battery reconfiguration. Instead of battery 2 off, we want battery 3 off reset. Next line down, battery L should be CDR instead of LMP. And then, of course, the talkback should be CDR after that. Next line down, it should be battery 4 off reset. Over.